Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bavam Batra Daf Kuf Mem Bet Amud Bet. Still discussing the issue of acquiring something to an unborn child. Mezaka leubar. I'm Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mezaka leubar lo kanas. He says the halacha exactly like Rav Huna. Ve'im tomar mishnatenu. And again, as we saw in the previous podcast, the challenge from our Mishnah. Where a man gifts something to his unborn child, so he blows past all of the questions and says, since it's his own son, then there's a more of a dat makne there that allows him to give it to his unborn son, as opposed to a mezakele ubar, meaning an outside ubar. Now that, of course, does not address the case that Rav Huna dealt with, where it was his own son. That's why he couldn't answer that way. Amar Shmuel Rav Chana Bigdato. So Rav Chana from Baghdad was a student of Shmuel. Shmuel told him, "Fuk aiti libe asara, bring 10 people together, ve'emar lach ba'ampayu, and go pronounce in publicly in front of them, hamazaka l'uber kana." But hilchata hamazaka l'uber lo kana. In spite of Shmuel's announcement, nonetheless, the rule is hamazaka l'uber lo kana. Okay, we have a story. Ha'uda amar l'davitu, a fellow told his wife, "Mechasai livanai diyahu le'eminayich. All of my property will go to the kids that I have with you." What happened? He had had a child with an earlier wife. Ata break shisha amarle vahu bra maitavyale. So his older son came and said, "What's going to be with me?" Amarle zil koni kechad mi bra. You acquire like one of them, which means he's now including this older son in the kinyan. Now, watch what happens. Hanach vadei lo konu. The other sons don't get anything. The woman wasn't even pregnant. He married a girl and he said, "I'm giving everything to the kids that you have." Question is, Dakat Litanu, hi, eat chulak letalia makam banaya, does this guy, this lamb have it, as it were, among the other ones, or late lechulak letalia makam banaya, does he not have it? In other words, the question is, if you have a kinyan where part of the kinyan does not work, do we say three possibilities, that even the part, that he himself should be able to get, he doesn't get because the whole kinyan falls apart. Do we say he gets his part? Or do we say that he gets his part and as a result, because the other guys don't get, he gets everything? So let's see. So now the question was asked, and Rabbi Avin, it's all in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Meshav, Rabbi Yirmiya Damri, Yitchol Katali Malkom Benaya. He says he does acquire his chelek. Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amri, Da Amri, Leit Chulak Atali Malkom Benaya. They said he doesn't. Alright? So now, Amrle Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Yirmiah. So Rabbi Avahu, who represented the school that says he gets nothing, said to Rabbi Yirmiah, who represented the group who says he does, Hilchata Kavatano, Hilchata Kavataychu. What do you think? Does the halacha follow us or follow you? Amrle, Rabbi Yirmiah said, Pshita, the Hilchata Kavatano, we should have the halacha, the Kashishna Minaychu, we're older than you. And halacha doesn't follow you because you're younger. So Amrle Rabbi Avahu said to him, what does that have to do with age? It depends on a good argument. The time of mind, what's our argument that he should not get? Go to Rabbi Avin, he'll explain it to you. What does he say? And that happened, and I explained it to Rabbi Avin, and he nodded his head in agreement. So now what happened? Azal the Gaber Mirmi went to him. Amrle, here was the argument. Ilu Amrle Kani Kachamar Mikani. If a guy said to his son, "You acquire like a chamor," he wouldn't get anything. So saying you acquire like one of these sons who they get nothing because they don't exist yet, they're not even in utero, it's like saying Kani Kachamor. De Itmar, here we go. Kani Kachamor Lo Kana. So that's clear. Now the other question is, at v'chamor, this is the tangent. What if you say you and the chamor get? So Rav Nachman Amar, kana mechza. He gets half. Chamor gets half. That's nothing. He gets half. Rav Nun Amar, lo Amar klum. It's nothing, because the chamor makes the whole kinyan silly. Sheshet Amar, kana hakob. Sheshet says the opposite. That because at v'chamor works for at, and the chamor gets nothing, he gets everything. Amar Rav Sheshet, mana minala. I'll prove to you my position. I'll support my position, D'Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein lo mar b'kishot elapim yishabo. The only bitter part of a cucumber is the inside part. And lefichak shu torem, therefore when you give truma from cucumbers, mosif alachitzon shebo v'torem. You have to add, let's say you normally give 2%. So if you're giving 2%, but that 2% includes the middle part, you should add a little bit of outside of the middle part. Amai ad v'chamorhu. After all, this is ad v'chamor, because you're giving something that's not valid truma, which is the middle bitter part, and the rest of the stuff. That should be like ad v'chamor. In other words, you're making a kinyan, where part of what you're giving is invalid, part is valid, and yet we see from Yossi that it works. And so therefore you see the ad v'chamor, you get everything. So shani hatam midoraita truma malaita hi. That we deflect. We say, really midoraita, if a guy gives bitter stuff, it's valid. This is a famous drasha. How do we know that if you give bad stuff for good stuff, meaning you've got some watermelons, and you give the sour watermelons as truma to cover the other watermelons, how do we know it's really valid? Shenemar, in the end of Parshat Korach, it says, "V'lo tisu alav chet b'mechemet chavo mimenu." You will not bear a sin if you give the best. What's the implication? Me'eno kadosh esiyot chet lama. The implication is that if you gave less than the best, it would still be valid truma, but you'd be a sinner for giving bad stuff. If it's not kadosh, there's no chet. It's just not truma. Okay, so Rav Sheshit's proof got shot down. I'm Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. Made Rav Avia Tiyuv. Rav Avia challenged this entire position, which is as follows. Rav Yosef's position, sorry, the position. Famous story, which is shows up in Kiddushin and Sugi of Kiddushin Shalom Sulabia. If you have, there was a case of five women, and they included two sisters. V'liket achad kal kalash shel ta'inim, and some guy collected a basket of figs. V'shalanaita, the fig belonged to them. Rishel Shvita taught with Shmita, which means that it was Hefker. From Ray Kochen Mukudashot Liv Kalkalazot, he said, Mekadesh, all five of you with this basket. Vikiblachan Men Adekulan, one of them took it for all four. For all five. Amr Chacham Enachayot Mukudashot. The Chacham said that the other three, the Kiddushin, are valid. The two sisters aren't valid because the Kiddushin Shalonim Sirilabia. Since you can't be Mekadesh, two sisters at the same time. Therefore, those two are not Mekudash. Achayotu den mekudashot, han nochriot mekudashot. So it's only sisters, but the other three are good. From my ad v'chamor hu, that's the case of ad v'chamor. So this supports Rav Sheshit that ad v'chamor works. Amalei hanuchazoi, Rav Huna bar Avi mechelma. That's Rav Huna bar Avi saw a solution to this problem in a dream. The motive Rav Avi to Yufta, he challenged it, and he answered, Lav miyukina damar haruya mikem nabiya titkadshili. The guy didn't just give it and said, Kochem Mekudash. He said, whoever I could legally have beer with is Mekudash to me. That's why the three work. It's not Ad V'chamor. Ahuda Amar L'Bidu. So now we have a case. Nechasai Lich V'Livnaich. A guy said, I'm giving my property to you and to your sons. Amrav Yosef, Kanta Mechza. She gets half. Meaning, even though she has five sons, we don't divide it six ways. She gets half, they get half. And then divide it their five ways. I'll prove to you that she gets half. The Tanya Rabbi Rabbi Omer Haital Aron Vanav. This document Lachem Apanim. It goes to Aaron and his sons. What does that mean? Mechzal Aron Mechzal Vanav, which means the Kohen Gadol gets half the Lachem Apanim, and the Mishmeret of that week gets half. So you see that when it says Aaron Vanav, it means that Aaron gets half Vanav. So the same way when he said to his wife, you and your and the sons will get, she gets half and they get half. In the case of Lachem Apanim, the Kohen Gadol is somebody who himself is supposed to get. So that's why the Torah said Aaron Uvanav, to raise him from just getting one chelek to half of it. But Ishala bat Yerusha, but the wife would not be getting Yerusha otherwise. When he said At Uvanayich, the fact that he said At already raises her to an esteemed position of getting like one of the sons, but not half. And as Abaye says as follows, in the case of Aaron, had the Torah said nothing, he would have gotten a chelek. Why did the Torah say Aaron of Anav to give him half? But here, the woman would have gotten nothing. So by saying At, he raised her to the position of one of the sons. There was a story that happened in Hardea, and Shmuel gave the wife half. B'tveria v'agbe Rabbi Yochanan palgan. In Tveria, the same thing, Rabbi Yochanan did half. V'tuki ha'arata Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar, he brought a story from Eretz Israel. Hahud me kalila deshadu deve malka abuli ve'astrugi. There was a tax, a crown tax that the government, the Roman government, put on the community, and they put it on the avule, which is the town council, and the istruge, which is the wealthy people. And I'm a Rebbe, nitvu avule palga, vistruge palga. Each group has to pay half, because the lashon was avule vastruge. So just like Aaron and Vanav, therefore Atu Vanayich, supporting Rav Yosef. So we say, hachi hashta, and it doesn't work. Hatam ikara ki avukatvi, we have a history of this tax. Originally, with this tax, they would write avule avukatvi. They'd write the town council has to take care of it. What happens? Town council is not wealthy. It was Tarugi, have a Messiah by diet. Turned out the wealthy people chipped in. Viyada Malkar become Messiah, and the Roman government knew that. Hashta avuli vestrugi. So then they wrote avuli vestrugi. Lamemer the honey palga, the honey palga. In other words, it's like Aaron Uvanav. We already know that the rich are helping. Why did they write the rich? To say the rich give half and the council gives half. Again, not proving anything about Rabbi Yosef's case. Meiti Rabbi Zeira, Homer Hare Alai Mincha Mea Isaron. Lavi Vishnei Kalim. Remember, a Kli, a typical, the Kli in the Mikdash can hold at most 60 Isaron. If a guy says, I'm volunteering to bring 100 Isaron in 2 Kalim, maybe Shishim Mikli Achad, Rabbein Mikli Achad. He brings 60 in one and 40 in the other. And according to what we just said, it should have been 50 and 50. So bidyavad, if he brought 50 in each, is yotzei. Now they're equating the rhetoric. Anytime you say A and B, it means A is half, B is half, even if A is much larger. So here, lachatchilo, when he said shnei kelim, it should have been 50 and 50. So I feel lachatchilo namin. Here we only said bidyavad, if he brought 50 and 50, it's good. Lachatchilo, it's 60 and 40. But that's not really a challenge. Why? We know that this guy really intended a big korban. He wanted to bring as much as he could. So why did he say two kelim? Because he knew that more than 60, he can't bring in one kli. So he said b'shnei kelim. But he wants a big korban. Therefore, he should bring at least one of them as full as he can, which is 60. Okay. The halacha does follow Rav Yosef in the case of that woman, that she gets half. B'sadeh inyanu mechtzah. It's a famous ruling. In Bava Batra, there's three positions, places where Rav Yosef differs with others, whether with Rab or others. Sadeh, back in the first parak. Inyan, which we had back in the eighth parak. And mechtzah, which is here. In this case, really, she does get half. Okay, ahuda shadar piski d'shirai lebeite. Now is a story. A fellow sent some silk, strips of silk, to his house. I'm Rabbi Yami said, Ro'in lebanim lebanim. Whatever is good for boys' clothes should go to the boys. Ro'in lebanot lebanot. Whatever fits girls' clothes should go to the girls. That's only true if he doesn't have daughters-in-law. Well, eat lekalata. He has daughters-in-law, and he sent silk, lekalata shadar. He probably sent it to them. V'ibante lo nasivam. But if his daughters are not yet married, lo shavak bante v'shana kalta. He's not going to ignore his daughters and send to his daughters-in-law. All right, so it's an estimation of what he intended. Huda Amar Lohu, a guy said, Nechasai Levanai. My Nechasim go to my sons. Havale Brau Barta. He had a boy and a girl. So the question is, when he says sons, does he mean the daughter? Mi Karu Inshi Libra Banai. What does a person call his son sons? And therefore, what he's really trying to do is totally knock his daughter out of the Yerusha. Or maybe a person does not say that, which means what he's trying to do is enhance the daughter's position. When he said banai, he means children, not sons, and therefore she's going to get more. How do we solve it? We see the Torah refers to Dan's one son as b'nei Dan. So therefore you see that a person could refer to his one son as sons, and therefore the girl's out. There's a drush on B'nai Dan Chushim, which is, Shemurubin Kechushim Shalkaneh. Not that he had one son, but he had lots of sons that were sharp like the pieces of a reed. That's why they're called Chushim. That, of course, is very difficult, because Chushim, B'nai Dan Chushim, is, in this Pasuk and Breishit, is one of the 70 who are counted, and if he really has a lot of sons, then that messes up the count. But we got a better pasuk. Ela Amarava, Uvnei Falu Eliav, in the count of Reuven's family, it says Palu. Palu had a son, Eliav, but it says Bnei Palu. Of Yosef Amar, Uvnei Itan Azaya. All right, so we see from several pasukim that, at least in Lashon HaTanach, if a person says Bnei, he may be referring to a single son, and therefore the daughter's out. So it's a similar case. A person says, my nechasim go to my sons. Havile bra ubar bra. He had a son, and that son had a son. He had only one son, that son had a son. So the question is, karen inshi levar bra bra ulo. Does a person call his grandson his son or not? So when he said banai, did he mean just his son? Or did he mean his sons, meaning his son, his grandson? Fremamar karu inshi levar bra. Lebar bra bra. A person will call his grandson a son. Marashim are lo karu inshi levar bra bra. He says, no, a person doesn't. We have a bright that supports that. If a person takes a neder hanah, and that he can't get hanah from his sons, he's allowed to get hanah from his grandsons. So you see that grandsons are not called sons in colloquial talk, and therefore, in this case, when he said, nechasim go to my sons, that it all goes to his one son and not to his grandson. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We've got the third mishnah of the ninth parak coming up. We'll deal with it in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.